are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So personal hygiene might not be the hottest topic of conversation, but it's one that can make a huge difference in how boys feel about themselves and how others perceive them. So let's face it, nobody wants to be known as that stinky kid. So what are some fun and engaging ways to help boys embrace grooming and hygiene as part of their daily routine? Where I have boy children, so this is going to be interesting. We are joined on the line by Pastor Nhlapho to help us with this one. Fundisi Sawubona, how are you?
I'm well and blessed. How are you?
I am good. When I saw this one, I laughed and was like, when growing up, we used to tell, it was a slogan, cleanliness is next to godliness. But these days, I hardly hear this phrase. I wonder what happened.
Yes. Well, very interesting that lately uncleanliness mm-hmm. is deemed to be cool. When a child grows and they don't take a bath, they don't take a shower, in their mind, this is the coolest thing they can ever do. Not cleaning their room. It's trendy, it's a fashionable thing. My friends never clean their rooms, so why should I clean mine?
Yes.
You know, so you are correct. We have that beautiful slogan, cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yes.
Yeah. And we need to have that restored. We need to get back to that because it has largely faded away. This time, wearing your trousers low, keeping your hair unkept, and so forth is cool. Is the coolest thing, you know, to your peers, to impress girls if you're a boy child, and so forth. So yeah, something has gone wrong.
So looking at, you know, the issues of today, Mfundisi, what are some of those common hygiene habits, you know, that boys often overlook, you know, and why is it essential for us to address them? You spoke, for example, about the issue of cleaning their rooms. What other challenges would be there and how do we address that?
Yeah, I would recommend that we go back to what I would call authoritative parenting as opposed to permissive parenting. And I know parenting is a big subject on its own for another day. But authoritative parenting is what many parents have largely lost. And yet it is the biblical model of parenting. This is where you start them young. This is where you do your Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child, you know? Start them young. We all know that children learn through mimicking and imitating.
Yes.
And so it is very important as a father to brush my teeth. Sometimes in front of my boy child, let them know that it is cool to brush your teeth. Let him learn by observing. Children learn very well by observation. So let them observe. Let them see how I groom myself as a father. I cut my hair. I cut my nails, I take regular showers, I take a bath, you know, and through that, they learn that, so this is what I should be doing myself.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Now, if they don't see that, if you are this kind of a father that does all these nice good things in a little closet, in their bathroom, in their en suite and so forth, and your little kids never see that, you are going to struggle because you are going to try to instill this in them from outside, whereas it is something they should learn from within.
Mm.
So I would recommend to parents to start them young. Clean your room. Have you cleaned your room?
Mm.
I know there are parents that sing a little song when they teach their little children to brush their teeth, for instance. Make it fun. It shouldn't be like going to a dentist, you know, to pull out a tooth or something.
Yeah.
Make it fun to go and go to a salon, for instance, a barbershop for the male child to have a lovely, a beautiful, fresh haircut. Make it fun. And when he looks at daddy, he sees someone, a figure that he looks up to, that looks good. And he says, I want to look like my dad.
Yeah. Mm. So, Mfundis, what are the issues of the circle of friends that they have and also peer pressure and the things that they're exposed to, for example, in school? You find that at home, right? The dad has taught this child. Ganjena, ganjena, ikatulo there, you must see yourself on that black taffy's shoe. You know, that's how clean the shoe is. But now when they get to school, they're exposed to other things, you know, that are there. So how do we address that issue of, peer pressure when it comes to grooming? The other day I was surprised. My son came back with ibir, things that he put on his shoes. I was like, and then, you know, because I was like, I was not finding where he would have gotten these things. And they do learn things out there that pertains to their grooming, that pertains to how they handle themselves. You mentioned the issues of, you know, the pants. Nowadays, we don't even know where the waist is because the pants are sitting everywhere. Mm. You find that they see these things at school. They see these things in their communities, and then now they try to take that. So how do we deal with that issue of peer pressure, the issue of them learning things outside?
As a parent, keep that in mind, that you are in competition with other influences. And one of those is television, what they see on TV, friends in the neighborhood, friends at school. All these are influences around this child. So you're not the only one that influences positive growth and development. There's other influences on the side. And keep that in mind as a parent. We are calling for what I would call involved parenting. Involved parenting.
Sure.
In other words, you need to know, keep in mind, that he has got friends and they come from homes where the values are completely different from yours. They are permissive. They allow, they permit kids to dress up in any way they wish, not to take a bath, not to groom themselves properly as they grow up. Keep that in mind. Be involved in yours. Be involved in your child. In other words, if you see your child leaving that house looking like that, call them back. Pull up that trouser. Comb your hair. You know? So it is those little things that you need to inject in your child as they grow. Because if you don't, others will. The reason why we are almost losing this battle as parents and peers and friends are taking over, basically TV is taking over, social media is taking over, is because we are not involved. We should be involved. So involved parenting is very, very critical. It's very, very crucial. You need to do that. Number two, you need to lead by example. A parent that keeps their surrounding, their home clean, you know, is very easy to believe. They are believable when they say to you, clean your room as well.
Yes.
Wash the dishes. Today it's your turn to wash your dishes. Your sister washed the dish yesterday. Today it's your turn. Have you taken the shower? Have you done all of these things? Now you are helping that little child. You are investing in them because as they grow up, as they grow up. Friends, the very friends that we spoke about a moment ago, will be laughing at them because they don't use cologne.
Yeah.
They don't use deodorant.
Yes.
They are largely unkept. They don't brush their teeth. They have a bad smell.
Mm-hmm.
Their shoes, their techies are dirty and things like that.
Mm.
And it's going to also affect other relations, like if he grows up as a teenager now, he wants to have a lady friend, a girlfriend, and so forth. He'll be surprised why they all drift away, you know, from him. And he thought he's a nice guy. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
So you start injecting those values in him when he is small, when he's young, when he's growing up. But that point number two is very critical. As a parent, keep that home clean. If there is a lawn, this boy must see that lawn clean so that he grows up in that environment. Now, coming back to, you mentioned, for instance, the cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah.
When you read the book of Psalm 51, I think it is. Is
yep.
it 51? Verse 10. Create in me a clean heart. I love that.
Yeah.
Within the context of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Create in me a clean heart. So God is a God that is interested in clean environments.
Mm.
Somewhere he says, I will remove your heart. Why? Because it's untidy.
Yeah.
It's dirty. It's messy. And I will put in a clean heart in there.
Mm.
And so these are all small little things that as a parent, you teach your child that even God likes it when you look clean. Look at you. You look clean. Look at that bow tie. Look at that little suit you are wearing as a 6-7-year-old. This is clean. Look at that fresh haircut that you have. So that a child grows up in a balanced way. Now, I need to say this. When you observe a child not cleaning their room, when you observe a child not grooming themselves, not taking a bath, not doing, that could also be a sign of other things. Other challenges that are coming. All right?
Yeah.
So you need to be very careful, because when a child begins to, it could be they are beginning to adopt a deviant antisocial behavior. Before you know it, they're hiding little cigarettes under the pillow in their room. Before you know it, you know, they're watching porn on the phone. Before you know it, they're taking drugs. So you need to be very careful, and it all starts with grooming and cleaning yourself. When you don't take care of your physical appearance as a child, as a teenager even, it could be a sign of other antisocial tendencies that will follow.
We have a comment, Mfundisi, that came through on our WhatsApp line from one of our listeners. He says that my dad is a non-nonsense dude. He would beat the hell out of you if he sees your trousers sitting at the wrong place. Even today, my trousers sit on the right place, because
well, we should give that dad flowers.
Yeah.
Really, you know? Yeah, because look, as a parent, you're not really doing this for yourself.
Yeah.
You are doing it for this child that is growing up. They're going to be an adult as well. They're going to have a life away from yours. And it is very important that whilst they are still with you, instill as much as you can all these values. And it all starts with very basic things. I love this topic of today. Very basic things. Taking care of your physical appearance. And we know that also has spin-offs on your health as well. So you need to encourage this child to, you know, to go to do gym, for instance, to take a shower, to swim. You need to encourage them to exercise. It's all part of it. But a child that doesn't take care of their physical appearance, the child that smells, that stinks, they are not going to pick up positive hobbies like taking a walk, like running, like swimming. Like I said earlier, the minute they you see that they don't take bath, they don't do all kinds of things, other deviant behavior is going to follow. Be careful.
Yeah. Mfundis, thank you. We have heard as parents, I'm a parent of boys as well. Yeah, that we have taken a few notes on how to deal with the pants that are falling, that are sitting in funny, funny places there, you know. So I'm going to ask that, can you please do pray for us as parents, you know, so that we may get the steps correct, we may get them correct at the right age.
Yes, let us pray. Father in heaven, we just so thankful to have a dad like you. Thank you that we have a father that points us to the right and in the right directions as we grow. Even as we grow in our Christian journey, we have an involved father in you. You are interested in our daily lives, in our practical lives. You are not an abstract God. You are a God that is a material God, a physical God, a practical God. You are interested in how we grow. And my prayer, Father, is that we instill the same attitude, divine attitude, in earthly parents as well. So that as they raise children in a society that is like this, a deviant society, a dark, sin-filled world. We pray, Father, that you empower all Christian parents to do what you do with us, to be interested in those you have put at their disposal as their children, so that at the end, it is not just our physical bodies that are clean, that are taken care of, but it is also our hearts that have been cleaned, preparing for that kingdom that is coming. Bless us now and bless the rest of the day, the rest of the programs on this medium. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
You too. Amen. Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.